every evening when the sun goes down. Get with my party and I begin to clown. I don't care what the people are thinking. I'm not drunk, I'm just a drinker. I set them up another round. I set them up another round. I set them up another round. One more round won't get me down.
I've got plenty of cat food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you got plenty of cat food?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
Cat food.
Excellent. Welcome to Drinking
the
with Fear.
Stinks.
We're live. Okay. We're on.
You shouldn't do that to people, Pete.
What?
You shouldn't do that. Just turn it on.
Well, I said be quiet, and then you started talking about cat food, so okay. I thought this is going to be gold, obviously, so we can't miss out on the cat food
gold.
Conversation. Mm. Well, hello.
Hey, up.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. There's someone missing.
There is someone missing. Well, my name is Pete Selby, and I am the Fear, and we are missing Mr. Wayne Miller, because he has...
Riddled.
This is the thing. He did say, originally, that he didn't take offence. Well, actually, he kind of did. The fact that I called him Patient Zero. I think I've been proved right.
Mm.
He's not got it. He just doesn't want it. Which is maybe quite good for saying that Saunders here.
I don't get the Patient Zero reference, by the way.
I didn't at the time. I still don't, if I'm honest.
So you're like the first person to have it.
Oh!
The source.
Shouldn't it be Patient
One? I
didn't
know where it was Chinese.
Well, Patient One caught it from Patient Zero.
Why is there a Patient Zero?
Should
you start with Patient One?
No, it starts with Patient Zero, the origin.
So is it like in AIDS how it got past a man because one man had sex with a monkey?
Yeah.
So he was Patient Zero?
Yes.
Oh.
So Wayne had sex with a monkey?
Yes.
Right, now I get it now. Okay.
It's descending into farce already. But anyway, welcome to Drinking with Fear. Now, in this kind of era of the apocalypse and the social fabric of the world falling to pieces, I think they need some kind of optimism, some kind of cheer.
That's us.
And that is definitely us. Mm. We're here to bring you fun-filled next, whatever, 40 minutes, half an hour or so of stories of the apocalypse, how you've been coping with the end of the world, and what you'll look forward to most in death.
Okay. Ain't it a bit weird that the last time those three were together, we were kind of taking the piss out of Corona, weren't we?
We were, and I'll...
Do you think we've provoked it a little bit? Do you think we've pissed it off?
I think we are the reason.
Yeah, we made fun of the Chinese a little bit.
I have wondered,
is this because I didn't forward that Facebook post?
Yeah, to 10 people. Yeah. Yeah, no, probably is that.
That's why this is happening.
Yeah.
But essentially, since we last gathered, I think it's safe to say the shit has hit the fan.
Definitely.
The world has gone mental.
And there's nothing to clear that shit up with as well.
Everyone's gone mad. The place has gone mad. The world's gone mad. I mean, to be honest, the first thing we have to say, it's really fucking serious and shit, but we'll forget about that. That's the last thing that we'll talk about kind of seriously. But do you know anyone who's got it?
I know of people that have self-isolated, not that have been diagnosed with it.
Oh, right. The fact that Sando has come from London today, the epicentre of all the horribleness.
Yes.
And also to do with coronavirus as well.
Yes. I have been down to the front line just for the Drink of a Fear podcast.
How are the troops on the front line?
I would say, depending on the way of it, it's definitely being taken a lot more seriously than it is up here.
Really?
Yeah, there is literally nobody on the street tonight, nobody in any of the bars.
Well, when I sat at the bar in Out of India last night...
For the third time this week?
No.
Yes, it is. In the space of a week, I sat with you on Saturday night. You then posted a photo on Monday night of you sat in the Indian. It was closed on Tuesday, and then last night you were in the Indian.
I wasn't there Monday. I was there on Sunday.
So Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday.
Technically, we went for a curry on Friday as well. So
we did. Very nice curry.
With the shortage of toilet paper out there, Pete. You're the maverick, aren't you?
I am. I am.
You're literally...
I'm patient X. Patient zero. Patient zero when it comes to the toilet rolls.
You give no fucks about it. Bring it on.
But the thing is, with this, with everyone like buying loads of shit, it's gone from everyone buying a load of toilet roll to then people buying, obviously, all the wipes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which, again, I don't quite get that, right? Because I can understand people buying toilet roll in a way, because you definitely need it. But the wipes, why not get a bottle of said spray or bleach or whatever and then use that instead of Dettol wipes? Why? I think people got confused.
I think people think because they're throwaway, it's cleaner than having a cloth that's then riddled.
Yeah, but you can buy...
Even though it wouldn't be, because it would be also covered in the antibacterial.
Exactly. Mm. I just thought a spray would
people
be a lot
easier. People are
stupid, Pete. Well, that's true. But now it's descended into anything that's on the shelf,
yes,
I'm going to buy. And also, you see these videos and people go, oh, look at this in my local Tesco. And you're like, that's an American store from like 2004, whatever. But no, it's happening now. Like, people are literally going in and just fucking picking up the box and shit and putting it in the fucking thing.
Yeah. I kind of feel this whole thing would be a lot better if we didn't have social media.
Oh, definitely.
Social media has made this a million times worse than it needs to be.
Apart from the fact that, you know, obviously being the figureheads of said Shepshed Facebook groups.
Oh, you were in the newspaper, Pete.
I was in the newspaper.
You did absolutely nothing to deserve being put in the newspaper as well.
I think I'm well on the way to an MBE.
You did absolutely nothing. You shared something onto a group Facebook page.
No, that's not true.
What else did you do other than just copy a link onto it that somebody else is doing and take all the glory for?
I went to a meeting at Shepshed Volunteer Centre.
Okay.
In person.
Oh, okay, very good. Well done.
Generally, like, that's what exactly what I did, yeah. No, this person who I didn't know, she
just
got...
Just before going to the curry house, or...?
This was, actually, yeah. She basically says she needed some help with the, you know, setting up a group for people who want to help people who've, you know, maybe trapped or... Well, not trapped, but you know what I mean, trapped in their own home for or whatever. So, so she got in contact. I said, yeah, got in. And she had a million good ideas, but she just needed to be someone to say, basically, you can't do that. That's physically not possible. You can't do that. That's a good idea, but maybe this way. That sort of person. So anyway, that was me. So anyway, I ended up in the Shepshed Volunteer Centre, sat down with them lot, and we kind of decided the course of action was be...
You were like Shepshed version of Cobra.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
We were Shepshed Cobra.
You do look a bit like Boris Johnson as well if you grew your hair out.
If I grew my hair out and looked completely different, then yeah, I would do.
Yeah, I don't see that.
No. Do you not?
No, not at all.
No.
Chris Burton looks like...
anyway. He does. So that's what I was thinking. I always get you two mixed up.
Oh, cheers. But anyway, so I sat there and we decided the plan of action, which was look after your own road. Because, like, you can't just go around the whole of Shepshed. You can't have, you know, one number or one volunteer centre for the whole Shepshed. It's just mad. So everyone just look after their own road and that should cover it.
See,
sorted.
People might hate me for this.
Okay.
They hate you for a lot anyway.
I am looking forward to this.
Is great.
But I've just seen all this stuff and thought, fuck everyone else. Look after yourself. Right, you know, bollocks.
Well, you live with a pensioner as well, don't you? So,
yeah, but he's, well, to be fair, he's going to be hard enough to look after, so yeah.
Just opening my bottle of Corona, by the way.
I'm not going to do it. I'm going to make sure I'm good. And then I might, if I'm good, offer the olive branch.
Okay.
But if I don't look after me, I'm very dead good. And won't be able to help anyone.
That's why you weren't in the newspaper like Pete.
Different page.
Yeah.
Different page.
But opening the bottle of Corona, it's... what are you drinking, by the way?
Foster's.
Foster's.
My dad had a spare crate.
He had a spare crate?
Yeah, just gave me his crate of Foster's.
There's no such thing as a spare crate.
Okay, he had it since Christmas. Yeah.
But you basically robbed beer from your dad.
No, I went round.
Like we're 14 again.
Went round to see the old man and he went, I've got a crate of Foster's in the pantry. Do you want it? Thank you very much.
Pantry.
Is he trying to buy your love, do you think?
Yeah.
When did you last go around and see him?
Oh, January.
That's probably why, then. He's probably thinking, if I get a beer...
That's probably why
he
still got it.
Yeah.
I've not heard the word pantry for a long time.
I've got a pantry.
Do you say pantry? Huh?
Yeah, if I put something in the pantry.
Oh, right. It's very quaint. Well, I suppose you do use it because it's kind of an old word. So Wayne obviously used it.
Well, why else would he call
Wayne
it?
Wayne 2.
The word for what it is.
I don't use the word pantry.
Larder. Well,
have you got a pantry?
No.
Quite possibly was.
Anyway, that's drinking with me.
Really? Speaking about my old man, though, I think he was ahead of his time a little bit. Because I remember growing up and there was always one spare emergency toilet roll.
Is that because he hasn't got a gender? He's gender neutral?
I like to think he's got a gender.
He's ahead of the time. He's one of these new age...
No, it's not like that. Not like that. But he did always have this spare toilet roll that lived on the back of the toilet. So it lived on the cistern, but it had a little like dog cover.
Yes.
That went over there. And you weren't allowed to touch this toilet roll.
Because it had piss on it.
At all. No, it had a crossword on it. It was a toilet roll that was full of crosswords.
So underneath the tea cosy...
Yeah, the dog tea cosy for it.
You
yeah.
had a toilet roll that was basically crosswords.
Yeah.
Which is quite ironic, actually, because everyone's going to be using crosswords as toilet roll in the next few
weeks.
There
you go.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, but that was the spare one. So you were never allowed to use... So the spare toilet rolls were never kept in the toilet. They were kept in a cupboard like the other side of the landing. So if you ever you'd have to run off, but you weren't allowed to touch this one at the back.
So the toilet roll itself had a crossword on it.
Yeah, lots of one, and like a crossword per sheet.
Did you write just shit on it?
Oh, I was far too young for him. Far too young. I was thinking my old man used to go there. He used to take ages on the bog, so I'm assuming he was up there doing these crosswords.
Yeah.
You assume.
On the toilet roll.
That's exactly what he was doing.
What a brilliant invention, though. I forgot about
those. You get Sudoku ones. And...
Can you?
Yeah.
Just think how unhygienic that tea cosy on the top of the toilet was.
Oh, God, yes.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
I was about to say, I will be absolutely fine for toilet paper because I've got loads and I'm not going to give it to anyone. So.
You shouldn't go bragging about that, mate.
Why? It's in safe lockup in Leicester. No one's getting it.
You have a lockup in Leicester just for your toilet roll.
Not right. Just for it. It just happened to have bought a load a while ago and I put them in there.
That's
and
okay.
24 rolls of that kitchen roll Regina stuff as well.
I was going to say, I know that you would have had that before any of this kicked off.
Oh, yeah. I didn't do this. No. I did that because I got a very good... I only use 4-ply because my tush deserves the best.
There are three things in life you should never scrimp on. Haircuts, steak and toilet paper.
There you are, you see. And I managed to get a very good deal on Andrex 4-ply. Not sure where it came from.
It's like wiping your ass on a dream.
On a pillow.
You've been a bit hard up recently because your haircut's shit.
Nice one.
To be fair, Ben, when we lived together, I used to wipe my ass on your pillow. It feels exactly the same as that.
Mine was semen.
It was less sticky.
Yeah.
I want to work at a supermarket again.
Okay, where did that come from?
Just because you hear these people go in and buy all the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's going to get to the point where they're shouting at staff. Imagine being someone who's A, gone into a supermarket, can't find what they want, and then get really irate and shout at a staff member. But also, imagine being a staff member working in a job, let's be honest,
it's a bit shit at the minute.
Well, you're a shelf stacking person in a supermarket, but you're under the most pressure ever. Yeah. You know, you're dealing with the public, you've got to do a load of work and all that sort of thing, and someone starts shouting at you. You could basically say what you want because they're not going to let you go. They're not going to fire you. Because
and you'll probably get cheered from the rest of the crowd.
Exactly. It would be amazing just to be like, can I just wear the uniform for a day? Like, just so I can still shout just for a day. I want someone to shout at me so I can literally fill them in properly.
Yeah.
And just say what I really want.
And like, be held aloft by people around you.
Exactly. Carried out the co-op on someone's shoulders.
Yes.
I'd love to do it. But anyway, but the thing is, at the moment, at the point of recording, this time last week, the world was a little bit different.
Mm.
You know, football was still going on and all sorts. But
yeah, it was.
Now, 7 days later, so we are how we are. What's going to happen in the next 7 days?
I don't know. Well, you're kind of out of work at the minute, aren't you?
I'm basically in the shit, yeah.
Yeah.
But hence the reason I'm drinking and doing podcasts, because I've got a lot of fucking time, because there's no work. But
there's going to be a DIY pandemic across the UK. When all these people have had to take time off work to look after their kids, realise how boring looking after your kids is.
So you're going to be busy as fuck?
We have been the last couple of
years. Yeah, Ali said that. Whilst we've isolated, if it gets down to that.
If
it got to that stage. Oh. Got to that stage. So I've got two kitchen units in my boot, ready to build up and add to that. She's saying, get some paint.
Yeah.
The last couple of years,
I've been absolutely rammed with people buying paintbrushes, rollers. Just for that exact reason. I had an old deer come in the other morning and said she's going to spend 12 weeks on her own, so she's going to do the garden up, so we need to deliver everything she needs to paint the garden.
This is the thing, like, we've not even got to that stage. It could be next week, the start of, like, 12 weeks worth
could
of...
Be.
I went around my folks earlier. I went around 2 days ago before they said don't, but I went around today just for, like, 10 minutes, but still, and they were FaceTiming my sister, and my sister saw me in the background and went... fucking mental because I was there. You can't go around and all this. And I was like, to be honest, I didn't really think about it. And then as soon as when she said it, I was like, forgot about that. But just to put on record as well, they both have got quite a bit of a cold anyway. So it weren't me.
Okay.
Before I went around. So just put my hands in the edge. That's on record now. So we can go back to this point of fair recording. Enough. It's the, it's 12 minutes past 8 on the 19th. Just to timestamp that. There we go.
Yeah, one thing Boris didn't think of.
What's that?
Didn't think of me, did he?
You?
Old Harrison's had to go home.
Oh, fuck.
Sent him back.
So you're just going to have regular sex now?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
You know, he came around with his girlfriend the other day. Taking a bit of a liberty, weren't it? Big fan, aren't you, Saunders?
You've not heard the last episode of the podcast, then?
I've told you I've never listened to it.
Okay, essentially...
Unless I'm on it.
If you've not listened to the previous episode, okay, just fast forward the next 10 seconds. 3, 2, 1. basically they get a student to come round who walks the dog, but basically they use him in some kind of weird threesome sex game. Some kind of Harrison, which is obviously not, you know, it's not his real name.
I call him Poe.
Thai boy, yeah. Anyway, back with that. So that's what happened. So go back and listen to it. So he's gone now.
Yeah, he's gone back. So he might be back after Easter.
Oh my God.
Fucking hell. We've seen all these posts that people are putting on social media.
Why do you need a dog walker?
Because like at the time, I'm working from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m, and I couldn't be asked to walk
my dog.
Ali's
got to work.
Yeah, but she's got a baby to look after. She can't go walking around. Can't go walking around fields with a pushchair, can she? Why? Because it's muddy and rainy and stuff.
I'll tell you what, things have changed, haven't they?
So yeah, we have our owner to a helper. Well, now we've got a different one now, so we're okay.
What?
We've got a new one. Middle-aged mum that comes round and...
Reader's wives.
Brings the kids round every now and then.
That's a bit weird. We'll ignore that last bit, but we'll just stick with the mum. So a little bit of...
MILF.
Yeah. Comes round, takes the dog out around the woods.
Yeah.
Actually, borrowing the other, it's getting a bit weird now because she wants to know whether she wants to get back into having a dog again. So as like is testing the waters by nicking my dog, and came around the other day and said, "Do you mind if I take him out for a little bit longer?" The parents' dog died last week, so it'd be quite nice to take him around there. So they're like,
"She's going
to
steal a dog.
She's going to kill a dog and steal it."
Yeah.
Well, she hasn't stealed it.
Stealed it.
She hasn't stealed it so far.
She is going to kill your dog and then steal the body. She's that fucked up.
Yeah.
There we go. And Boris Johnson didn't think of this, did he?
I didn't see that, or Rishi Sunak or whatever, isn't it? He never said it either.
No. Maybe they should. I think of the little man in all this.
Where is the part of the emergency budget that says what happens to the dog walker who steals and kills my dog? Where's the compensation package for that shit?
It's quite sad at the minute. So there are a lot of people posting on there saying that the elderly couple, and because they're self-isolating, they can't take the dog out. And other people saying, I'm available for other people. If you can't get out and walk your dog, I'll come round and walk him for. It's really nice, but I've got one just because I can't be asked to walk my dog.
You are.
I'm still flabbergasted that Ali's not walking the dog.
He's got a baby, dude.
People have babies and walk dogs.
Yes.
So do you, though.
I do. I also share this baby. Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I think that you're a very, very poor human being.
Yeah, I'm not feeling good about it.
No, not at all.
But hey,
I didn't think my opinion could get any lower.
It was raining yesterday, and she took him out. So that's fine.
Oh, that's different. To be fair, I don't even like the dog. So
that's all right.
It's a lovely dog.
It means that you got a wet milf. Welcome back to Drinking with Fear. Another bottle, not another can of Foster's there.
Just Foster's, yeah.
Just the Foster's.
Mm-hmm.
If we were down the pub.
Yeah.
So the old Winchester malarkey, you know, blows over and stuff. What would be the last drink left behind the bar?
Taboo.
Oh, yeah. Good shout. Drambuie.
I like Drambuie.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a Drambuie. I just don't think I've ever.
I saw a thread on Twitter about it, and one of the first ones people mentioned was port, and I went, actually, that'd be quite quickly on the port, to be honest.
Yeah.
My cousin,
cheeky Vimto's.
My cousin's kid, he turned 18 quite recently. This is how like the kids have changed dramatically since our day, and so obviously they don't go out and drink now until they're 18.
Right.
And he got his dad took him for his first legal drink at the pub. He had a glass of port. A glass of port for your first legal drink.
I don't know whether that's really bad or actually quite good.
Oh, it's very sophisticated.
Quite pompous.
Yeah. Did he get bullied for it?
I don't know. That's as much as I know on this topic.
I would have said something.
Yeah.
Mainly get me one as well, but you know.
Port's all right. It's a hip flash sort of drink, isn't it, port?
Yeah. I like port at Christmas, port and brandy.
It's all right, isn't it? A bit of cheese.
But some people said Tia Maria, but you can have that. Don't you put that in a Guinness?
Yeah, it's all beautiful in the Guinness.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
Sorry, what was the one we said then?
Taboo.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a taboo.
You know those drinks where when you were younger, you drank too much of it and it made you very ill?
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't possibly. That's mine.
I would like that taboo. Cider.
That was the Faithful Nile Lodge Farm on New Year's Eve.
Was it?
Yeah.
Taboo is tabooed.
Well, I remember. I went there, but I've heard stories of this night. Yeah, I remember.
You were there for part of the night.
What happened?
I can't possibly say.
Yeah, you can.
I can't.
Come on.
No.
Not even a little bit?
No.
It's involved a lady.
Oh.
So bad.
Oh.
No. No, I
a wet milf?
Whore. What?
A wet milf?
Yeah, go on, Sonny. Tell us a story. He's gone very red.
Come on. The world's going to end, so you might as well.
You brought it up, not us.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't mean to go into the detail, Ben. I thought you'd just go, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. You shouldn't have told people about me pissing in my dog's mouth, should you?
I might have met a lady, and we were doing the things that when a man and a woman love each other very much,
mm-hmm.
and I might have been quite violently ill midway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shotgun.
Then went back to her parents' house and watched Usual Suspects with her mum and dad. Oh. And the girl I lost my virginity with, which was her older sister. It was the most awkward night of my life.
What, in the same night?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So you were... Were you sick or did you shit yourself? Well,
I don't shit myself, no. What's wrong with you, man?
Okay, you were sick then?
I was sick, yeah.
You have shit yourself before, haven't you?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, so I've heard a different story.
No, you have. No, right. What for fuck's.
Okay, what story have you heard?
It doesn't matter.
What do you mean, doesn't matter?
It's just somebody once said, oh, God, he shit himself again. Quite, and it was the again part that.
I'd done a very ripe. That was on the way back from a wedding.
Yeah.
And I've done a very smelly. I've been mixing all day at that wedding.
You had?
Guinness, red wine. Lager.
Drambuie.
And something else.
It was only like taboo. The first hour as well you'd mixed all these up.
Tia Maria?
No. It was awful. But no, I was very violently ill from that as well. But yeah. I wasn't mid-coitus at the time.
That's the first time we'd found that Guinness machine, weren't it? Where you put the
spiralizer.
Yeah, you pour a can out and then put it on there. Then
that's fucking bonks.
It was amazing to watch. You sat there for an hour just ordering Guinness just so I could see that go.
We could have one of them in the studio.
Could we?
Well, if we can get one.
Yes.
Yeah, do it.
That'd be awesome. Well, since it is the end of the world, I have bought gifts.
Oh, thank you, mate.
Because obviously we're not going to live for much longer.
No.
I hope not.
No, so a gift is always nice. He's actually got something. I can hear the rustle.
I bought Easter eggs.
Oh, wow. Mate, thank you. It's a Dairy Milk one. And a mini egg one. So long as you can pick which one you want, if you like.
There's only two and three of us, so this is awkward.
Well, he's not going to buy one for himself. It's a gift, idiot.
I obviously did buy one for myself, and only half of it's left.
Okay.
I'm easy either way.
All right, well, I'll take the Dairy Milk one then.
Good, because I wanted the mini egg one. Thank you very much, Pete.
There we go.
Oh, that's lovely.
It says Hoppy Easter on the side, and there's a picture of a rabbit.
Clever.
Since we're not going to see Easter, or whenever Easter is, I thought I'll get them.
Huh. Beautiful. Let's say I have plenty of those in the shops then.
Bet Wayne's fucking pissed off he missed the fucking podcast now.
Loves an Easter egg.
We're going to try actually if his... He's not self-isolated and obviously he works in the nurse and I don't think it's got anything to do with it. But yeah, he just didn't want to, you know, risk this and the other or whatever. But what I might try and do is try and sort out Skyping in because he'll be able to Skype in and... Be part of the podcast whilst
he
not
could
here. He could just turn up, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're a lot more healthier than
I think he's
going
more,
to work in the NHS.
He's more of a risk to us than we are
It's kind of insulting, really.
It is. And he's more of a risk, to be fair. He's more of a risk to us, just generally.
Mm.
In life.
Because of his temper.
Yeah.
You know, he's a very physical person as well.
He's
violent.
Racism.
He is.
Oh, it's incredibly racist.
Terrifying. He is.
You know, yeah. And he's, you know, generally just a bit of a
wandering messy. Hands.
Oh, very touchy-feely. Mm. He sits there, touchy-feeling himself.
Lack of boundaries.
He does look a bit like the kid from American History X, doesn't he?
He's a curb stomper.
No, he's, yeah, the younger brother.
Mm.
The one who was in Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Ed Furlong.
Yeah.
Yeah, looks a bit like him.
He looks like Edward Furlong.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Mm.
I don't know what we're talking about.
We're talking about Wayne looking like Edward Furlong, even though he doesn't. But there
don't
you go.
That person. It's hard to say yes. He probably does.
You've seen Terminator 2?
Many years ago.
Well, you know the kid in Terminator 2?
Can't remember there being a kid in there, to be honest.
Well, it's him.
Oh.
Yeah. But they offered him the part when they made the third one, but he was such a bit of a mess. because he wasn't really acting in anything. And,
that's right, yeah.
Because the timeline would have worked out really well, because he would have been the age that he was, obviously, in the timeline of Terminator. But he decided against it. It was the one where they had Claire...
Rise Against the Machine.
Claire Danes. Yeah. Claire Danes, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one who was in Romeo and Juliet.
It was a good one.
Yeah, but the film was okay, but the problem was the casting was shit. Because the person who played Edward Furlong...
We've spoke about this before.
I have the... casting was shit. She was a poor person to choose.
Saunders has completely switched off.
And the person who played Edward Furlong's character, John Connor, was also fucking poor. Poor casting all around.
Mm. Fair enough. Yeah, about Les Dennis on social media this week.
But the fact that he's dead.
He's not dead.
No, but everyone kept on spray painting RIP Les Dennis in Norwich.
Did they?
That was a while ago now. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah. There was loads of RIP Les Dennis, and Les is like, what? It was in Norwich, I think.
Oh, no. This week, some bloke put on old Twitter that he'd just been into like a service station. It was a Brewers' Fair in Warrington, and he'd met Les Dennis, and it was horrible bloke, really disappointed. So he refused to have his picture taken with him and swore at his kid.
Oh.
And
it's not nice.
Yeah, so hashtag disappointed. And that started trending, everyone having a bit of beef about Les Dennis. And then Les Dennis wrote on there saying, no, you haven't. No, I've been home all day. It weren't me.
It's just some bloke who looks like Les.
Some bloke who looks like Les Dennis. And then this bloke goes, oi, all right, Les. I'm not fucking Les Dennis. Les, come here. Let's have your photo taken. I'm not fucking Les Dennis. There you are. Yeah, you are. Come on. Oh, you old Les. Do your Mavis impression. Do your Mavis impression, Les. Oh, Les. Here's my kid anyway. Fuck off. It's not that.
Oh, my God. Do the old Betty as well. Like.
Yeah, that's it.
Do the, what do you call him? What's his name?
What? Frank Spencer.
Frank Spencer.
Yes, he did.
Frank Spencer and Mavis.
That's all he could do.
I mean, who the fuck only has two impressions?
I don't know, mate. Don't know.
There's a comedian where it happened to, where a bloke came up to him and said, oh, you look just like that. I can't remember his name, but it was him.
Les Dennis?
And he was like, you look just
probably,
like
probably
that.
Les Dennis.
Just look like our man. And when he said, okay, he's actually me, he goes, no, it's not. Check this man out. Thinks he's such and such.
Do you reckon,
funny if I remember the name of the person.
It would be.
Do you reckon Les Dennis, I presume, happily married, whatever.
Well, he was very depressed, weren't he, after his breakup with Amanda Holder?
This is my point.
So I don't know whether he's married again.
Do you think he's sitting there, like, seeing how smoking fucking hot...
Oh, he was punching, weren't he?
Amanda Holden is now, and going like, what the fuck? I mean, obviously, you know...
At which point was Amanda Holden not smoking hot?
Yeah.
But you look, when she was younger, with Les Dennis, she's now. She's
that's because Les Dennis was in the picture with her.
Probably,
he was sapping away... Half the fitness.
Was it Les Dennis who did that Naked Jungle?
No,
that's Keith Chegwin.
I only say that, I don't know, because we both have had this conversation so many times where we kept... Well, I think it's me. I always got them mixed up.
I'd only do it if I was proper hung, which I am. Of course.
But
Keith Chegwin is not...
He was doing it for the everyman.
He wasn't very boastful, was he?
Don't want to know. I mean, obviously Harrison will tell us.
Not until after Easter, he won't.
Did you hear at that a Big Brother still going on in
Germany? Yes.
And the German contestants on Big Brother, did they know about it?
No, they got told live on air.
Yeah,
about this global pandemic.
I think they might have known that it happened in Wuhan.
No, it's been going on for like weeks.
Oh, right.
Was it done in all seriousness, or is there a chance that they still think it's part of being in a Big Brother hat?
I think they're going to think this is some great...
Another test.
Yeah, a zombie apocalypse version of...
Yeah.
Thing. So I do think the zombie apocalypse is coming.
I think we were in the slap bang in the fucking middle of it.
No. Not even started yet. No, it's just gearing up to it.
Right. So you're saying that
the first bit is all the supermarkets getting raided.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then when people can't get food, you're going to go and get food.
Yeah.
Your very primal instincts are going to take over.
The looting.
The looting will happen.
Mm.
And then...
what kind of zombie, though? Are we talking...
Shaun of the Dead sort of zombie, I think. 28 days later, sort of.
28 days later was...
So I'm actually with you on this, because although I'm not an aficionado of zombies, I'll pull my hands up, I don't do films. But
more 28
I have learned more in the last few days that people are just retarded. So they're not going to be good zombies.
I think it's more along the lines, because zombies are zombies, but 28 days later, they were infected with rage.
They were, from that monkey.
Correct. Mm. And if you look
stop using references I have no idea about.
Well, you've seen 28 Days Later.
No. Have you ever seen anything?
Fucking hell, fire.
Not really.
Okay, well, in 28 Days Later, there was a monkey that was infected with a thing, and it bit someone in a lab, and they got infected with rage, and they became, like, raging kind of zombie.
Oh, well, that's not going to happen.
No, but that's more what we've got, because it was an infection. It was a disease, rather than being dead and then rising from the dead. Okay. So that's more like what it is now. But also, if you watch, okay, have you seen the latest versions of Planet of the Apes?
Yes.
No.
Right. I think it's the...
Do you want to just go home, son?
I'm just going to sit this bit out.
I think it was the second of the new ones, like the dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, that's when he's proper talking.
The beginning. In the beginning, there's a two-minute clip, which I do have, and I'll put it on the Drinking With Fear Twitter handle, at Drinking Fear. The two-minute kind of film at the beginning of the film to explain the story of what's happened. Basically, it's pretty similar to what's happened. Basically, people travelling across the world and the infection goes around and around and around, and obviously it's apes and that. And then they put a load of like clips of world leaders saying like, stay in your homes and all this sort of shit. Very, very similar. And all the lights generally start to go out everywhere because the world goes to pot. And the apes basically take over.
Is this also linked to Wayne shagging a monkey as well?
I think so, yeah.
But is that how it all started?
So in the flip side of all this, the world's actually getting better whilst this all happened. Yes, it is.
Dolphins are back in Venice.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, the pollution over almost the entire world is a record low.
So because of this...
Could be a good kick up the arse.
I reckon Greta's done this.
Is it because
everyone took the piss out of her? She's all right.
Is it because no one's travelling around, no one's flying or whatever, yes, pollution exactly. wise, or is it the lack of people?
Well, all of it, because if people stay at home, we're not generating any kind of apart from you.
Yeah,
who's probably generating more CO2 now than
very true.
Ever.
I played darts on Monday night in the pub. As soon as they said you can't go to the pub, went to the pub.
Mental.
And the amount of stink around the dart, it was horrible. And we just said, like, nothing's going to get through this. So actually, it's the safest place to be. But, so you're saying that like Thanos was right then? Basically, half the people...
Oh, he ain't going to get this.
No!
He's not
I know who Thanos is, because he was in Fortnite.
Right, okay.
Fucking hell.
It was like a big dude who goes, gets a glove, jumps in the air, like, bang, on the floor.
That's him. Yeah, well done.
Yeah, something about stones.
Yeah, Infinity Stones.
Infinity Stones.
Yeah.
That's it.
You look so excited.
Well, I've joined in. I've talked about films.
It's like having your dad on the podcast, isn't it? Like, just not knowing what's
going on. No, my dad doesn't play Fortnite.
Well, no, not that bit, but not knowing anything.
When do you find the time to watch these films?
Most nights.
There's so much porn.
You're talking about Endgame. Like, the film, the highest grossing film of all time.
Yeah, but it's about bloody superheroes. What a crock of shit.
Oh, no, but don't get me wrong. I'm not completely sucked into the world, but I know what's going on. I know roughly what's
going on. So I like Deadpool. I've watched both of them, admittedly on planes, but I enjoyed them both.
Watched it last night.
Ryan Reynolds is fit.
Whoa.
He is. Pretty big rock.
Okay.
And funny. Fit and funny.
He was also in Blade 3, wasn't he, Ryan Reynolds? Where, again, at the end of Blade 3, is a virus that goes around and kills people.
Mm. So I have seen Blade.
So a question you asked the other night, saying which superhero you'd want to be, I thought I'd want to be Blade, because he don't get killed by this virus.
Ooh.
Yeah. I kind of shoehorn that one in to get away from him.
So you're going to be Wesley Snipes?
Yeah, I'll be him. I've said that for most things. You, Danger Mouse, I've picked every
you
time.
You have not got the cock to pull off Wesley Snipes.
What problem?
I could easily pull off Wesley Snipes.
I'd like to pet you before I go. I'll be back tomorrow night so we can drink some more. I don't care what the people are thinking. I'm not drunk. I'm just a drinking. A cinnamon, another round. A cinnamon, another round. A cinnamon, another round. One more round. Get me down. Another round.